Good day. I'm John Sleggers. Some Northwestern USDA Rural Development State Director Teresa Greenfield says the agency is investing in over 11 projects across the state at a total of $28 million. Northwest Rural Electric Cooperative received $1 million loan to help Northwestern College build a residence hall on the Orange City campus. Alta Municipal Utilities will receive a $10.4 million loan and a $3 million grant to provide clean drinking water to the city by constructing a reverse osmosis treatment facility. The city will also replace asbestos cement pipes to bring their aged distribution system up to modern standards. The city of Lindgrove and Buena Vista County received nearly $1 million in loans and a $1.7 million grant to help connect its water system with Iowa Lakes Regional Water's bulk treated water supply. For the 15th year, the Plymouth County Historical Museum in Lamar's invites the public to a Good Friday pilgrimage today. Visitors are welcome to the museum's religious heritage room for private prayer and meditation. A painting, The Morning of the Crucifixion, will be there for viewing. The 121-year-old painting was restored by former Lamar's residents Al and Dolores Mazur. Another feature is a stained glass window from the former Lamar's United Methodist Church. The late Richard and Doris Zimmerman were instrumental in preserving the window. The pilgrimage began in 2009 as a memorial in the name of the late Pastor Larry Fett, who served Grace Lutheran Church in Lamar's for many years and was active in the community. Museum hours today are 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The Lamar's Community School District Board will hold a public hearing on their proposed fiscal 2025 property tax levy. The proposed levy for fiscal year 25 will be $9.97 per thousand, 17 cents lower than the current levy. Total property tax revenues raised by the new levy is estimated at $9.9 million, up $200,000 from the current levy. The hearing will be Tuesday, April 2 at noon at the Education Service Center. These hearings on proposed tax levies have been mandated by a new state law. The board will hold their regular April meeting on Monday, April 8. Also, the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors' April 2 meeting has been canceled. Their next meeting is Tuesday, April 9. On that day, there will be a public hearing on the county's proposed tax levy for fiscal 25. That hearing is at 9 a.m. The regular supervisors' meeting will be at 9:30 a.m. on April 9. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says states should protect their own borders if the federal government does not. Grassley referred to laws in Texas and Iowa which allow them to return illegal immigrants to their home countries. He says the U.S. welcomes people to come to the country through regular channels.
We are a very inviting nation. About 1 million people come here every year illegally. It's the 8 or 10 million people that have come here illegally that irritates people and has something to do with the safety of American citizens when people are raped by killed by people that come here with criminal records.
Grassley says defending the U.S. border should be a priority.
It's probably not as important for Iowa as it is for the border states, but it also brings in the importance of finishing the wall. Not that the wall will keep everybody out, but it's going to funnel people through legal entrance and will be able to police the borders easier with a wall than without a wall.
Grassley says states can constitutionally protect their borders if the president does not. Lawmakers in the Iowa House are making another attempt to change benefits for first responders covered by Iowa's municipal retirement system. Under current law, firefighters, police, and EMTs are eligible for disability as well as death benefits if they're diagnosed with one of 14 types of cancer. Earlier this year, the House unanimously approved a bill to extend disability and health benefits for Iowa police and firefighters diagnosed with any type of cancer, but the plan failed to pass the Senate committee by a mid-March deadline. The same bill cleared the House Ways and Means Committee on Wednesday. The bill also says police and firefighters qualify for accidental disability benefits if a mental injury, including PTSD, is linked to an on-duty incident. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.